setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. In other words, it's all about you, because you were created to fill a unique role. That means you're needed, and that means you must do it, because simply put, someone out there needs you to be you. And this pursuit of purpose, of meaningful work, is not a selfish pursuit. It is a selfless pursuit. We were all put here to do work that matters, created to do work that matters. And we can help you get the clarity you need. That's what it starts with. Hey, I've got to get clear. Who am I? What do I want to do? Why do I want to do it? Where do I want to do it? And when we can get you that clarity, then you have the confidence to step out and to start the journey. And it is the process that is so sweet when it's all said and done. Certainly the destination and the work that matters and the dream job, that is all incredibly rewarding. But it is incredibly rewarding and more meaningful because of the process of learning and doing and connecting along the way. So let's get to it. That's why we're here. We do it one phone call at a time. If you don't have any belief, I give it out absolutely free, no interest. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. We go to Kansas City, where Richard is on the line. Richard, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, this is Richard. I need your help.
Okay.
I'm 44. I'm a felon, and I'm an accountant by trade. How can I get potential employers to get past my felony conviction and look at me for really who I am now?
Give me the quick snapshot on your present situation. How long ago did you get out of prison? What were you doing before? What are you doing now?
Never went to prison.
Oh, okay.
When I was in my 20s, I stole about $50,000.
Okay.
Backpot, repaid it. There was really no legal involvement in regards to that.
Well, hold on a second. If there was no legal involvement, then how are you a felon?
Let me continue.
Okay.
So I moved on with my life, never did any kind of thing like that again. Get back into public accounting. Actually made it up to partner. And then one of my clients got audited by the SEC. Well, the SEC brings me in, asks me about, you know, me stealing that $20,000, because they were actually able to find out what happened, and I lied to the SEC about it. Hence the felony. I lied to the SEC.
Oh.
And so now that's blasted all over the internet. So I can get interviews, I can go meet with somebody, but the minute they see what's on the internet, it's death. And this happened in 2000. The felony conviction was January of 2012. So I've had no choice but to become self-employed and to create my own accounting / bookkeeping practice, if you will.
Mm-hmm. But
you know, if I ever try to find a full-time job, and as I'm getting older, it's starting to become more and more of a problem. I'm not like that anymore. I'm a good person. I've made a couple of mistakes, and I own up to it. But man, I cannot get past it.
Yeah, I get it. Well, I think that's a true statement with some people. But I think it's all about the context in which this information comes to light. And I think the best chance for you to overcome it, and there will be times where you can't overcome it, because that is incumbent on the other person to be able to say, Richard did something that he shouldn't have done. He has paid for it. He's paid it back. He paid it. And so we need to move on. And he's not done it since. But you're not responsible for that. And you cannot control certain people's reaction. What you can control is the context by which people learn about this. So we've got an interesting situation going on. You've been self-employed, but you're worried about moving on into something else, and that being a black cloud over you, as opposed to you've got this clean record, the way I look at it, then running your own business, everything's good. And I think if you were connecting and using relationships for future opportunities, then you control this messaging, because they don't find out about it on the internet. They find out that in your previous life, you did this, you've totally paid for it. And since then, you've got more years on the backside of this thing, and everything is controlled. You're not reaching out cold for opportunities, and then they find out about it if they do a search on you. So, so how you control the way that that part of your story is told, to me, is what we're dealing with. And if you do it the right way, I'm not telling you it's going to be rosy every time, but I don't think it has to be this awful negative. I think it can be something that is part of your story. But the question is, why do you not want to keep working for yourself?
I do, but it shows up in every facet of my life. If I try to bring on a new client, you know, I always fought the battle. Do I tell them on the first date, or do I tell them, you know, the second time I meet them? I never knew what the right answer was.
Well, let me ask you this. What are you doing for these clients right now?
I perform outsourced accounting work. I control no cash. I make sure of that for a multitude of reasons. But we just keep their books in order. It's been a very lucrative business, so but sometimes
how is it coming up? Are they doing research on you, or are you feeling like you've got to tell them?
And a little bit of both.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that an 18, 19, 20, 22, 23, 24, 25-year-old who got arrested for drunk driving in that early part of their life, do you think when they're in their 30s and 40s that every time they pick up somebody in a car, or every time they drive one of their kids' friends, that they got to tell the parents that they once were a drunk driver?
No, sir. I know exactly where you're going.
So I don't think you got to tell them all the time. I mean, it'd be one thing if I don't think you withhold that information from an employer, a potential employer in the future, if that even becomes an option. If they're going to do homework on you and find it, of course you tell them. But for you're moving on, so it's time to move on. If you're doing a good job and you're not handling any cash, you're just simply reconciling books, I don't see the need to even bring it up, because there is no temptation. That you're not handling cash, and you've put that as a very clear guardrail in your professional life going forward. And good on you, Richards, because you're a good guy, because you know what you did wrong. You paid your time, you paid money in this situation, and you've got restitution. So let's move on. I don't think in your own business you need to tell anybody anything. If it comes up, you own it. You go, yep, that's absolutely true. Let me tell you what happened. This was what was going on in my life. And as a result, I wasn't thinking clearly. And I made a horrible decision. Don't call it a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. It was a bad decision. But good news, you paid for it and you learned from it. So, yeah, I'm tired of everybody dredging up everybody's past. Come on. None of us deserve to even stick our heads out if we're going to do that all day long. This is the Ken Coleman Show. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Helping you get unstuck and clear on the path forward, and then helping you with the steps to take on the path forward to work that fulfills your purpose, that answers the age-old question, why am I here? I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we'll get to your electronic mails. But first, we go to... I said electronic mails, electronic letters, I guess. If it's electronic mail, it wouldn't. Yeah, different meaning. Yeah. Oh, boy. Some of the things that are said when you're live on radio, you just can't get them back. Oh, well. David's on the line in Jersey City, New Jersey. David, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help today?
Just what you said, Ken. I'm looking to make a transition, and I listened to you for a while. I think a lot of the things that you encourage, and I'm just trying to figure out what's next.
Okay. What do you think is next?
It's a little hard to say. I've been in a career for a long time, and I've finally realized that I know what I want to do now. And
okay, so that's
59.
What I'm asking. What is that thing that you think you want to do now? You've got an idea in your head.
It's kind of the stuff, some of the stuff you do. I want to be a leadership coach, or I will say I am a leadership coach. I just need to figure out how to get momentum around that.
Okay, great. Now, when you say you are a leadership coach and you need momentum, describe what that looks like day to day. What does that mean?
Describe what...
When you said you're a leadership coach...
Well, it looks like two possible things for me, or both at the same time. It looks like working for an organization that is intent on changing their culture to great people leadership, and a company might be like Barry Waymiller or Cambridge Engineering or Zappos or Southwest Airlines, and then it looks like helping people individually become the best leader they can be.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got two very clear paths there, and the second one is when you're basically a coach for hire, you're a leadership consultant for hire, and that is a much tougher road, just to be honest with you, because you are not only the lead coach, you're the chief marketing officer, you're the chief executive officer, you know, you're the chief financial officer, maybe with a little bookkeeping help. That is a different game. Basically, that is a true entrepreneurial venture, and that venture to me needs to be something you start on the side, and you've got a day job and you're doing that on the side until you can build that up to the sustainability that you need to be able to step into it full time. So that, to me, that's an entrepreneurial play. The other one is getting in leadership. If you want to be a leadership coach, I think that you need to have a really strong background in actually leading a team. I don't want a guy coaching my team who hasn't played the game, who hasn't won before as a coach. Make sense?
Yeah, it's fair, but I do have a strong background in that, over three decades of leading teams and projects at various levels.
Okay, great. So
and so here's the challenge there. Okay. That's all in, we'll say, an operations type environment. So trying to come across now to a development, human development role is difficult because I don't have the traditional background. Having said that, in the last 3 years, I completed a second master's degree in organizational leadership, mm-hmm. and I've got my coaching certification from the ICF. So I'm trying to do all the things I know to do to make that transition happen. Question is, well, I'd love to do it where I work because I feel like I've had a great career there, and I'd love to give back, especially the new leaders coming up in the business. But I don't know how much time I should spend trying to do that versus trying to shop elsewhere.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see where we're at. Well, so this is just good old-fashioned connecting using the proximity principle, because you've gotten the qualifications. So you didn't lead with that, but now that you're fully qualified, this is all about casting vision. And so the first part of that question was, I'd like to do it where I am, the company that I've been with for quite some time. You've got credibility. Mm-hmm. You got to sit down with your leader and clear this up the ladder to say, hey, I'm interested in doing this. Who do you think, besides talking to you, this is just an FYI to you, what are your thoughts? I'd like to just sniff this opportunity out here and talk to the right people and see if I could create this position here. So you got to start with your own leader so that you're not, you know, walking outside the chain of command and chain of communication. And then what if your leader goes, yeah, I think this is a great idea, David. I think you need to talk to this person, this person, this person, and I'll grease the wheels there. I'll open the doors there to talk to you. So you got to play this thing out where you are and just say, hey, I'm interested. You don't want to come at this thing with an all or nothing, because then they're going, well, if this doesn't work, is David getting ready to leave? No. We don't want to show all of our cards. We just want to say, hey, I'm intrigued by doing this type of thing, and I'm just curious if this position, if there's value in this idea, and if it could be possible. And if it is, I'd like to have an ongoing conversation about it, because I love leading people, and I'd love to develop other leaders.
So I have done some of that, and I'm actually doing a little bit of a share thing where I'm getting allowed to spend some time in another organization doing just that.
Good.
On a totally like part-time thing. The question is, I guess, how long would I do that before I say this is either going to materialize or it's not?
Well, there's no set answer to that other than you're going to be looking for the indicators. So the indicators are, do they appreciate this? Do they want more of this? Are they excited about it? Are they seeing measurable results? Yeah. Like, these are common sense questions that you know the answers to. You're a sharp guy. So I can't tell you how long. But as long as there is positive results, there's some momentum, there's some juice, there are some measurables that are good, that's the answer. The minute that those dry up, it's time for you to move on, you know. But to answer your other question, you should be looking outward, you know, as well. You've already started that conversation in-house. Let's put some real measurables on the conversation. When are you going to have it? What will be the next conversation? What will be the next conversation? Can we get to a point where there's a conclusion? That's when you know. So we're looking for measured conversations that lead to a conclusion. That's how you know when it's time to look elsewhere, whether you're doing the part-time gig, full-time gig. But you need to be looking for that role where you can come in and develop other leaders. That's your role. Joe, let's do a little electronic mail.
Ken's electronic mail.
You've got mail.
Scott writes in, Ken, I am a manager. How can I use your advice and the proximity principle to increase my employee engagement and retain them to allow them to grow happily and successfully within my company? I want to maximize their role and get them working in their desire zones. How do I realign the proximity principle for this? Do you have any resources I could use? Okay, so I love this question. Oh, I'm sorry. This is from Nick. I read the wrong name there. So this is from Nick. In this situation, you want to pour into your people, and you want to, how do you use the proximity principle to allow them to grow? So what you do is you teach them the proximity principle. Get the book, read it, teach it, and help them identify people they need to be around in your company and outside of your company. Help them identify, lead them through identifying some of the right people that will help them expand their perspective, expand their desires. That is always huge. What are some places? Can you put them in some conferences, some webinars? How can you invest in them to put them in some places where they are learning and growing and connecting? Okay, that's how you use this, all right? And so this is not complex. It's just, who are the right people and who are the right places that my team need to be around? So think of each person, you know, because one person should be around some different people than the other. Create that customized proximity principle plan for them, because they're going to benefit, the team will benefit, you will benefit, the company will benefit. So that's how you use the proximity principle. You can send your email, ask@kencoleman.com. More calls coming up. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Shining the light on your path to purpose and the dream job. I'm Ken. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome aboard. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Hey, here's how it works. You need clarity. on who you are, what you want to do, where you want to go, why you want to go there. And then that gives you tremendous confidence to actually step out. I can see a plan. Yeah, I get it. I get it. And then that clarity and confidence will be all you need to have the courage to stay with it when life throws the roadblocks at you, because it will. So welcome to the Ken Coleman Show. Social media question. Nikki on Twitter, at Ken Coleman on Twitter and Instagram. That's how to follow us and connect there. Nikki said, is it possible to change careers without going back to square one? Example, entry-level position and pay. Any advice would be appreciated. Well, the simple answer is absolutely it's possible to change careers without going back to square one. In fact, this is the big fear that everybody has. Well, I've got to go all the way back. And that's nonsense. Now, you don't have to go back to square one, but you'll have to start at a different square one. What do I mean by that? Well, if you can't financially start all over, then you stay in that day job. It's not the dream job, but it's funding your future. So you stay there and you learn what you need to learn, do what you need to do on the side. That means it's going to take a little longer, and that's the problem. So many of us aren't willing to wait as long as it takes. There's waiting in the preparing. There's waiting in the doing, the paying the dues to be able to change careers and not start completely over. So you're not going back to your original square one when you started in your professional career, but you are going to find a new square one, and you will start doing that on the side. You will learn on the side. You will do on the side. You will connect on the side. And you will keep learning on the side, doing on the side, connecting on the side. And then what will happen is the opportunity will eventually present itself for you to step from the day job into the dream job. But folks, it takes time. It's always going to take time, and you got to be okay with that. Everybody's willing to do what it takes, but very few are willing to wait as long as it takes. While we're on the subject of social media, very excited about what's happening over on Facebook. If you go to Facebook.com and search the official Ken Coleman community, you can see that group that is growing. We're going to be doing lots of things on Facebook exclusively for Facebook folks. So if you want to be a part of a real community of other men and women who are on the journey to the dream job like you are, where you can encourage each other, actually equip each other by answering each other's questions. Oh, Ken said this and Ken said this. I'm going to be on there answering questions. We're going to be doing some really cool exclusive show stuff on that page and giveaways and all kinds of fun things. So right now we're just kind of driving everybody in there, and then we're going to start really doing some fun stuff, but already some great community happening. Search the official Ken Coleman community on Facebook and click join. And then you are a part of it. 844-747-2577. We go to Montgomery, Alabama, where Cynthia's on the line. Cynthia, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you? Love your show.
Well, thank you so much. How can I help today?
I wrote in with the question, I got to make a change. I got to make a change because I'm doing four part-time jobs, yet I like variety. Otherwise, I get bored. But there's one particular job I just cannot make myself love it. I've been trying and trying and trying, and it's just not me. Maybe in 10 years from now, and I just quite haven't figured out the conversation to have with my supervisor to say, I'm out of here.
Well, it's very simple. You got to stop this thing. You're driving yourself crazy.
I am.
I know, and I don't. And all because you're just worried about having a polite, but not so positive conversation. You're just worried about the result, as opposed to worrying about how you're going to continue to feel and how you're going to continue to act and how you're going to continue to think if you don't get out of this job, which is just a dead-end situation for you. It's not you, not now. That's what you said. So this is simple. Hey, boss, love you. Appreciate you. You gave me a shot. Grateful for it. It's not me. And if I continue in this any longer, it's not helping me, which means it's not helping you. I am not a healthy part of the organization if I keep showing up and my heart's not in it. So I just want you to know it's not personal. It's all about me. It's me, not you. It's just that conversation. You're nice with
it's
a smile.
It's me, not you.
Yeah, it's me, not you. Did you ever break up with a boy and tell him that?
Yes.
Yeah, you did. It's the same thing. Hey, listen, Sparky, it's me, not you.
Okay, well, if you just make it seem like she went so after me to recruit me because I was there 10 years ago, and then she asked me to come back, and it's like, because she's ready to go, and she wanted to pass me the helm, and it's like,
right.
Ooh,
I know. It's because you're such a nice person, and you're so nice, and you probably hate any kind of conversation that would disappoint anybody else. Am I right?
Yeah, too nice. My own fault. Nice.
Yeah. So you just gotta realize that you can be nice and truthful at the same time.
Yeah, but it seems like it presents such an opportunity, Ken. I mean, it would be management. I can slow down.
Well, hold on a second.
I can do the one job thing.
Yeah,
you know,
but you don't want to do it, and it's not you.
I don't.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal, Cynthia. If you try to talk yourself into this deal because it seems smart on paper, you're going to call me 12 months, 18 months, 24 months from now, and you're going to be miserable.
I think so. I just don't have the heart for it, and I feel bad about it.
Don't feel bad. Is it your life or her life? I'm not sure. I'm confused all of a sudden. I thought I was talking to Cynthia. I thought I was on Team Cynthia. I don't even know who this person is. Come on, Cynthia.
I got to do it.
Listen, you have to do it. There is the line of today's show, Joe. I've got to do it. I've got to do it. And I don't know what it is for you. There's a lot of Cynthias listening right now. You know in your head and your heart that it's time for change. Time for change. And you're trying to talk yourself out of it. And you got to say what Cynthia said there at the end. I got to do it. I got to do it. Now, why is it when we know that we've got to do it that we don't do it? Now, what is that about the human psyche? Well, let's just run through the short list. It's fear, it's doubt, it's pride. It's one of those three. Now, the specificity of the fear, doubt, and pride are different for all of us, but it is always fear, doubt, and pride that hold us back from making the decision that we know we need to make, and yet we don't make it. I don't know what your fear is. Is it fear of failing? If you leave, you know you're supposed to leave, but what if it doesn't work out? Is everybody going to think I'm an idiot? Are you afraid of what your peers, your family are going to say? Ooh, that's a big one. That's a big one. Why would you do that? That makes no sense. You got great benefits. You got a great 401k. Man, you got a sweet office. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. You're worried about what other people are going to say. Okay. Maybe you doubt that you have what it really takes to succeed in this new path that you know you're supposed to walk down. Maybe it's pride. You know, maybe you have too much pride to say, you know what, I know I'm supposed to do something different and start clean and start fresh, but I don't want anybody to think that I made the wrong decision the first time. I don't want anybody to think that I'm a loser. Now, this is real, folks. Fear, doubt, and pride. And I'm okay. I'm here every day. You can call me and we'll walk through it just like we did with Cynthia. But you heard Cynthia laughing. Why was Cynthia laughing? Because we exposed how nonsensical her thinking was. Well, none of us make sense, me included, when I let fear drive my thoughts, when I let doubt drive my thoughts, when I let pride drive my thoughts. We cannot possibly think clearly. So I'm here for you. I'll be your sounding board. More calls coming up. This is The Ken Coleman Show. If you're stuck, scared, confused, lost, just plain old down, experiencing a case of the Mondays. You can't wait till Friday afternoon because you're just trying to stay alive. You feel like your soul is being sucked out of your chest every time you enter the workplace. If that is you on any of those descriptors, you're in the right place. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. Thrilled to have you with us because we want to help you get really clear on who you are, what you want to do, why you want to do it, where you can do it. And once you get that clarity, then we want to help you with your confidence by showing you a clear path forward. That's what we do here. Different kind of talk radio show, I know. But as important as ever, with an American workforce that has people working 90,000 plus hours over their lifetime. Oh my word. Don't work to live, live to work, to do something that creates something for your fellow man, that creates something that makes our common good better. Now that's meaning. That'll give you the juice. So that's why we're here. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Hey, real quick, we've got three great resources that are absolutely free. So I'm not selling you anything. I'm giving you something. They're called the Get Hired Guides. Three free downloadable PDFs designed to make your job search easier. So this is once you've got clarity, you know what you're looking for, get hired faster. We've got the resume guide, an interview guide, and an interview follow-up guide. So restructure your resume like nobody else's. This is work. It's going to freak you out at first, but we walk you through why and how to do it. Then how to prepare for the interview, and then how to follow up the interview. All three guides are free at kencoleman.com. kencoleman.com. Go right now. And while you're there, connect with us on social media and share. All right, back to the phones we go. Lori is on the line in Katona, New York. Lori, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Lori. How can I help?
I need a new job and don't know what direction to pursue. I've been doing, like, working with horses for, like, the last 5 years, but I want to get back into the corporate world, and I feel like I'm less marketable because I haven't been for some time.
Okay, you're breaking up, so we're going to try to stay with this call, see if we can get a little clearer. But what I understood was you want to get back in the corporate world, but you've been working with horses. Did I understand that right?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, good. And you just think that because you've been working horses for an extended period of time, you've got nothing to offer?
Yeah, I feel like I have something to offer, but I feel like it's just less marketable because I've been out of it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nonsense. See, that's perfect. Okay. I'm glad you feel that way because that's the truth. Just because you've been out of it a while doesn't mean you don't have something to offer. So I love how you corrected that statement. That's actually really good because it's true. So the issue is you have all this previous experience in the corporate marketplace, and what would you say that experience is in? What did you have in the past, skill-wise, which you probably still have, and all that experience that would give value to the corporate world? How would you describe that?
I used to work corporate events in large venues like Madison Square Garden and SeaWorld and things for Anheuser-Busch.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was mostly like fundraising and parties and things like that.
So would you call yourself, for a lack of a better phrase here, event planner or event logistics?
Yeah, like event planner, probably.
Oh, great. Well, see, that's very transferable. Just because you've been working for horses for 10 years doesn't mean you forgot that. When you listed off what you've done in the past, that's a pretty impressive resume. That was very impressive.
Okay, so I've been sending resumes out saying that, and I'm like not even getting calls. And I know I just downloaded your thing about
yes.
The proximity principle in your resume.
There you go.
But,
so you've been doing it the wrong way. So I don't need to preach at you on that because you've got that. So it's not because your qualifications aren't relevant. It's not because you've been out of the workforce for a long time. It's that you're playing the work lottery. You're just submitting resumes online and nobody knows who you are. They're not even looking at your resume. I would go so far as to say that in most of those situations, you're not even getting a real look. They're just scanning your resume. They don't know you. there's somebody else that got into the mix who knows somebody and got recommended, and they're the ones that got the first look, and they're the ones getting the job. So you're just going about it the wrong way. But I don't believe you have this real problem of, well, I got this work gap. No, you don't. You were really good at what you did before, yes or no?
Yes, but now my hindrance is my age, so I feel like they're taking younger versions of myself.
Okay, great. That may be true, but that, again, is a non-issue when you use relationships to get jobs. Resumes are worthless without a relationship.
Okay.
And what's happening is when you're getting no answers, you're not looking at your strategy, and you're not looking at what you're doing wrong. You're just going, oh, well, I've been out of the market for a while. And I'm working with horses. They must think I'm some sort of idiot now. And, oh gosh, I'm too old now. See, those are excuses. If you do it the right way, and Lori, you reattach yourself to those relationships from the past. Okay. Are you telling me you don't know anybody from the past that's still in that business?
I've been stalking them on LinkedIn. I've been finding where they all are now.
Good, yeah. But let's go deeper than just LinkedIn. Let's reach out and touch somebody. The old was that a telephone? That was a telephone commercial, I think, wasn't it? Yeah, it's like get on the phone and talk to somebody, you know? Like, let's actually have some human contact. I'm all for LinkedIn as it relates to a connection and information, but let's get out there and go, hey, I've been playing with horses and having a blast. Now I want to get back in the game. Who do you know that's in the game? You start having those conversations. You go, oh, well, I know somebody over at such and such a company, and they do several events a year. I'll give them a call and tell them about you. Now that's a game changer.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, Lori, you're a very successful woman. You get this. So stop making excuses that have nothing to do with who you are and what you can do. You're not connecting the right way. And so here's the good news. You downloaded my PDF. I think you said you got the book. Madison, if she doesn't have my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, would you give that to her, please? That'll be my gift, because that's the way to go about this. That is the way to go about this. Well, wait a second. Who do I know that knows somebody at this company, and this company? Because they do events. And again, this is not just advice for Lori, but for the rest of you listening here, and you're making this thing too complicated because you're not getting any yeses, you're not even getting any calls back. Stop making it so complicated. How about you identify some companies that have roles that you would love to fill? This is information that's out there for everybody to get. Go get it. Create a list. If it's 10, if it's 5, if it's 7, I don't care. And then now that we have, you know, multiple companies, we know which ones, we start going, okay, who do I know that works at those companies? Who do I know that knows somebody that works at those companies? Who do I know that knows somebody that knows somebody? I don't care if it's 3 or 4 connections. As long as it adds up to somebody saying, let me tell you about Lori. I think Lori could be a great fit for this. I know Lori through so-and-so, and so I asked them to give me Lori's resume. I reached out to Lori, told her that I was going to submit her resume to you, and so here it is. Did I just describe rocket science to anybody? Does it take extra effort than just going on LinkedIn and submitting a resume or going on some job site and hit and go? Yes, it takes a lot more effort. But is it more effective? Yes, it is. So, if you're submitting resumes online and waiting for the job lottery to show up, you're going to keep being disappointed. Please do it the right way. Go get the resume guide at kencoleman.com. I do all the work for you, for crying out loud. Just do what I tell you to do. It works. All right. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes.
Thank you for joining the conversation.
Until next time, this is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.